Good morning, a Monday morning. We are with our political observer, Alan Chartok. So good to be back with you, Alan. Land of the free. Healthcare workers are heckled as they stand in front of anti-lockdown protesters' cars in Colorado, and more demonstrations erupt across the U.S. Nurses clashed with anti-lockdown protesters in Colorado Sunday, defiantly standing in front of cars and demonstrators who flocked to the Capitol in the hundreds to protest against the state's stay-at-home orders. And you have the President of the United States fomenting that, Alan, after tweeting liberate to states like Michigan and Virginia.
In order to understand what this president is all about, I've said it before, I'll say it again, you have to just look at one thing, his selfish desire to be reelected president of the United States. And in order to do that, he'll say anything or do anything that will help him with that. So he looks for an audience. He looks for people who are dissatisfied, and he says, let's make America great again the way he did the first time, or he says, I'm doing a great job. He is not. He's doing a terrible job, and we know it. He has not invoked the proper Defense Authorization Act, and he has insisted that testing is not a job of the federal government. It's a job of the states. Andrew Cuomo let him have it the other day, but has gone back. You know, the federal government is doing a pretty good job of helping us out because he knows that this president is one mean guy. And if he decides that he personally is not being helped, he'll cut off a state like New York. So the governor has to be extremely careful about how he handles that. Every once in a while, he has to let him have it because he deserves it. That's the president. But for the most part, he has to be extremely careful about what he says about the feds. We all know it. Look, this is a president who has created a certain amount of chaos. He didn't do the job. He said from the very beginning it was a hoax. It was just a few people. It was going to be over in no time. And it turns out he gets up there, and what does he do? He attacks CNN and calls it phony news. This is a terrible man. It's a national nightmare. But he's there now and will be there until he's not.
And as you keep saying, we don't know enough about the virus yet, including this antibody testing. Governor Cuomo said Sunday that New York plans to roll out the testing to determine who has been infected. However, global health officials questioned if antibody testing can accurately determine whether a person is immune to the disease.
We don't even begin to know enough about the virus. You are right. The antibody idea is prevalent right now, that if you find that a percentage of the population has these antibodies, then you have a pretty good idea about who was exposed. And what's more, then you have the task of finding out whether, if you were exposed, you now are safe to go out in the streets to do your thing. We don't know any of that, really. The thing that's been puzzling me lately is you see stories about some. There's a doctor on CNN who got put in, and he didn't have to go on to a ventilator, but he was in terrible shape, and he got all kinds of medications that are being tested right now. Most people don't get that. And the question is a privileged class being developed of some people who are getting the kind of experimental treatment at least, and others are not? We find nursing homes are the epicenter of this thing. Can you imagine being in a nursing home and not being allowed to see your loved ones and knowing that the disease is rampant and that people and staff and everybody else are getting it, where they're piling bodies in another room? This is a terrible, terrible situation in America, and I don't believe we're ever going to forget it in the same way my parents, and I'm an old guy, would never forget the Depression.
So, right, these stories that are coming out are tragic and heartbreaking. There was one in the New York Times about a local bar owner down in Bay Ridge in New York. J.J. Bubbles was his name, and he was beloved by the community. Apparently, his establishment became a place where everyone would come. It was very progressive, even a haven for people who were gay. And yet, he was a Republican, supported Trump, and doubted the coronavirus, which made him make the decision to go on a cruise with his wife. They end up going to Spain. He ends up getting sick, and he just died of the coronavirus. And his daughter in this article talking about how if the president had only warned him, he would have listened.
Well, yes, that's right. The president has a possibility of playing a role here of a healer, but he only wants to do what he thinks is going to help him get reelected president of the United States. It's horrible. It's just horrible. You know, David, a lot of people have bad ideas, and one bad idea is to get on a cruise ship. After everything we've seen, somebody gets on a cruise ship? Oh, brother. Now, we've been hearing stories about cruise ships and infections and mass diarrhea and everything else for years now. So it just seems to me that people will act against their own interests.
And what about the media's role in all of this? Some continued conversations, not only in the media project, but on the panel. You've said it doesn't matter. Trump will turn on Fox, which is considered very friendly to the president. And here it is. Trump warns that Chris Wallace, Fox News, are on a bad path after interviewing who? Nancy Pelosi.
Sure, you don't want to let anybody interview the other side. Trump is giving out misinformation about Nancy Pelosi. He says basically her people will turn on her and turn her out. Oh, please. She's the hero of our times, and the idea that he would be irresponsible enough to attack, and to say things about people which just are blatantly untrue. If CNN asks a question on the television, he accuses them of being false news. This is something that is reminiscent of some of the great cretins of our past. And I'm talking in places like Russia, China, other places where dictators tell lies. This guy, as we know, is a lying liar.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. And we're there. We will be and continue to be your friend, something you can count on during this time when you're stuck at home.
And David, if ever there was a time you needed an honest broker in the news, this is it. Telling the truth fearlessly and not being afraid of the bullies and the others who would have at us. We'll be there, and I know you'll be there for us, everybody, at WAMC.org.